Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is the first audio podcast message broadcasting live, at least right now, live from Querétaro, Mexico. Been here for about a week and a half now and absolutely loving this country. In fact, I worked on the border there in El Paso a number of years ago and fell in love, as God would have it, with the incredible people of Mexico. I've never seen people more open to the gospel of Jesus Christ than in the precious people of Mexico. This is going to be a little bit of a different message here. I'm going to read a few things from some of you who are absolutely wonderful, and it's such a blessing that you have been in prayer and provision and everything else behind this relocation. I think some of you probably, in fact, you've even stated it, sense that you definitely confirm this is something that God is doing, and that's absolutely not in question at all. In fact, I got to tell you on a personal level that many decades ago, upon living in El Paso and interacting with the people of Mexico on a daily basis, it was in my heart that I was going to be there in Central America. And now we're broadcasting live from the beautiful country of Mexico. It's also interesting that even before that, when I was living in Alabama, there was a beautiful family with several kids, grown kids, and we'd go out to lunch after fellowship, and they were from Puerto Rico, where Sister Terry Guadalupe is from. And so I would begin to inquire of them on how to say Jesus Christ is the only way to God, and I would write it on a napkin and would ask them to help me with different things I could preach when I came into contact with people that were Spanish-speaking people. And typically they were so very helpful in this journey that began back then with learning Spanish, or should I say beginning to learn Spanish, because we've got a whole lot more to learn. We probably don't have 2% of the language down pat yet, but we're a work in progress, if you will. In fact, today I met a man named Javier, and he asked me if we could get together and exchange numbers, and he wants to help me learn more Spanish, and he sent me a clip of the Safeguard Your Soul podcast, which he has now begun to follow, where we drop a new podcast each morning, year-round, at 5 a.m. We're on every major platform. To date, there are over 350,000 downloads and counting every day. And we're not excited about the number so much as we are excited that the Word of God is being planted in the hearts of men and women across the globe who can access the preaching of the Word of God on this platform, on all of these platforms that host different podcasts. Again, you can follow the Safeguard Your Soul podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc., all of the major and minors. You just type in Safeguard Your Soul, and that's it. No spaces, and it will come right up. Okay, so continuing with the unfolding journey. Little did I know I'd be living in El Paso later and now in the great country of Mexico, but the Lord has had His hand on that from the beginning. In fact, the city of Querétaro is 6,000 feet elevation, and so it's a mild year-round climate, and the most important thing is the beautiful people. We have been ministering the gospel in Spanish for every single day since we left and crossed the border, and the reception has been absolutely out of this world. And I am reminded of how it was when I lived in El Paso, Texas, working with a Christian products company years ago. And you know, when you minister to people here, if you want to minister to them for 15 or 20 minutes face to face, most of them, if not all of them, are going, unless they're at work or something, but they're going to sit there and listen with a big smile. Now, normally I don't do that long of a ministry to each individual, although I've been ministering to several of them at a time on a regular basis, but a lot of times it's one-on-one. And what they want to do is take your arm and hold you and say mucho gusto, or thank you, and they say thank you so much, and they're saying things in Spanish that are so affirming and showing their appreciation. It's absolutely a candy store gold mine for those who love to witness, like many of you do. And again, praise the Lord for every one of you guys. You know, the Bible says that we, that's you and I, are laborers together. It's plural. We're a team for Jesus. Paul talked about we several times, especially in 2 Corinthians and maybe 1 Corinthians. He says, we are laborers together with Christ. We don't labor alone. We labor with the body of Christ, to whom Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He's always with us. He lives in us. We are his temples, and we have the gospel, the precious treasure of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in these earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, and also Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So 3 John, verse 8, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. Now he's talking about being enjoined with other believers and ministers of the gospel and being fellow helpers of the truth. And let me encourage you, friend, it doesn't matter if you're praying. It doesn't matter if you're praying and giving. We hope you will pray for sure. It doesn't matter if you are actually on the front line doing the work. Everyone in Christ's kingdom is going to receive the same reward. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24 tells us what a golden truth, where he says that it doesn't matter if you're keeping the stuff, you're back in the background, watching over the stuff that it doesn't get stolen, I would suppose he means, or whether or not you're on the front line, you're still going to receive. You shall part, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. They shall part or partake alike in the reward. That's 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24. And also, I'm reminded of John chapter 4 and verse 36, where Jesus says this. He says, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. So it doesn't matter what part that we're playing in the Great Commission of feeding the sheep of Christ and also winning the lost, every person participating is going to be rewarded the same by the Lord for all eternity. These are going to be dividends that never stop giving. And may God grant to you and I a deeper and deeper eternal perspective in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I love Psalm 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. That's a worthy verse, if you will, in my estimation, to memorize. And again, let me read that again. Psalm 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Now that's you and I and every saint on the planet. We are saying to those who are not yet saved, out of the words of Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the bride, that's the body of Christ, say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. Freely ye have received, freely give. And that's what we're doing with the communication of the gospel of Jesus Christ as we read in Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, that the communication of thy faith. Now, if you don't like the word preach, maybe you're not called to stand on the street corner and praise God for those brothers that are doing that. Amen. But listen, this word is Bible. It's Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Philemon 1:6. Sister Dana, we have been in fellowship for many years. Sister Dana is a dear and precious lady, a woman of God. She is every week, barely a week goes by without her sending me at least one name of people, women and men, who are currently incarcerated or behind bars, to whom she is writing back and forth with, I suppose, or maybe interacting with on the internet. I'm not sure. But she ministers to these people that are in jail, and she gets their name and mailing addresses. These are all saved people, or most of them. And so we drop them the authentic book, which is full of Holy Scripture. It's scripture rich as all the books in the library on the store page at safeguardyoursoul.com. And they are Christ-centered, and we teach the cross. It's at the center of the original gospel, and we're going to keep it at the center of what we preach. We're going to preach the original gospel as long as the Lord grants the grace to do so. So, Sister Debbie Lord in Colorado, who is an integral part of the work of the gospel with Safeguard Your Soul and has been for the last numerous years, what a blessing our Sister Debbie is. She writes this concerning the relocation. She says, great update. It's wonderful to hear about life in your new surroundings, especially about the fresh impact of the gospel of Christ that you are bringing to that area. I feel and share your excitement for this opportunity to shine the light of Jesus every day among people you love, the people of Querétaro, praying for every single ministry need to be met and more, so it can grow as the Lord desires and directs, and always provision for you to be well taken care of. And Colossians 4 verse 12, Sister Debbie Lord in Colossians 4:12 says that speaks of standing perfect and complete in all the will of God. A man named Epaphras prayed that for the body of Christ. What a blessed scripture that is. What a blessing to hear those words from our dear sister Debbie Lord. And also, Brother John Crane writes the following. He says, so glad to hear, brother, that is, concerning the move to Mexico. He continues, Brother John says, definitely will keep you in my prayers. I fear that America has become like Babylon in the inner cities. I only notice small towns, not as bad except for the magazine racks. May the Lord keep blessing you to plant seeds that someday may become missionaries to the USA. Much love, brother, and God bless you. Brother John Kane. Amen, Brother John. Thank you. Also, Sister Dawn says, God bless you, Todd, and thank you for updating us on your journey with Jesus. I can feel the excitement in you as I read this email. God is a rewarder of persons, and He will reward you with many blessings. Ask and it shall or will be given you. My prayers for you will be that God will bless you with every good thing under heaven. I stand in agreement with your prayers. You are one amazing soldier for Jesus. Okay, hallelujah. I will also send gifts to you to help provide. you're a true teacher, not just in learning from you, but by your actions too. I feel overwhelmed with what the Lord is doing with you. This is going to be a fruitful journey. May the Lord bring many lost souls to you for a divine encounter with the boss himself, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Todd. Dawn. Amen. God bless you, sister. Also, Charles from Kenya writes, amen. Thank God for being ahead of Safeguard Your Soul's recent move. May he continue to stand with you and his work there. Amen. Charles from Kenya. And here's another one from Sister Dana. So Sister Dana writes, she says, I enjoyed hearing from you there in Mexico. I love the update and pictures. It is a blessing that you are there, and God will use you very much. I will email you to communicate. That's what we've been doing, and phone calls too through the years. In fact, recently I met with her wonderful son, Josiah. I couldn't believe how much scripture this young man knew. I was just absolutely blown away. And so she raised him right, and that's a blessing. Your prayers for Sister Dana and all her children will be a blessing. They have been instrumental in taking the ministry supplies that are, again, all scripture rich and distributing them as they minister on the streets wherever they were living, Missouri and then New Jersey, etc. She's got four children, and they have done and are doing a constant ministry, and that's such a blessing. She finishes, Sister Dana says, thank you for praying for my family and I. Have a blessed day and weekend. Amen. Also, let's see, Sister Karen, Sister Tom and Karen Cochran in Pennsylvania. As many of you know, they also are ministering disciples whom we are blessed to supply with the Born Again books and several of the other books. You might recall lately we put out some posts and maybe some podcasts on Little Town, something like Little Town Rocked by the Born Again book, and it's still being rocked. In fact, another dear brother who's part of our ministry and a longtime friend of mine for decades, Brother Tim, actually jumped in and said, I want to give the money for Brother Tom and Sister Karen to have 100 Born Again books. They were buying them, you know, in small portions. You might recall about a month ago we sent them 16 of the Born Again books, and now Brother Tim supplied the resources to ship them 100 copies, and they are absolutely elated to have those to continue to see God rock that little town in Pennsylvania. It's just amazing what happens when we begin to just walk in the cross life. The resurrection life of Jesus is teeming in us and flowing out of us, 2 Corinthians 4:10-12, on a constant daily basis. And God is doing the greatest miracle that he ever does. And the reason why he came is to bring people to him in salvation. That's the greatest miracle. And every other miracle he does is centered around bringing men to him. That's the whole reason why the Father sent him, John 17:3, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Amen. Never forget that verse. Always share it with others. And isn't it interesting how God is bringing many of his remnant disciples together to do his work? Isaiah chapter 37 verse 31 speaks of the remnant of Christ, of those who are taking root downward and bearing fruit upward. That is, those that are denying themselves, taking up the cross and following Jesus, whom he is raising up to do his great commission. And he's joining us together in this mission to do his work for his glory. This is by no one's doing except the Lord himself. As you know, we've been sharing this week, obviously many of you know that the Mexican community is largely Catholic, not quite as much as I thought here where I'm living, but they've all been accustomed or at least exposed to it, if not being a part of it. And so what I've been sharing with them in Spanish, that no religion, Jesucristo es el único camino a Dios. Jesus Christ is the only way to God, and it's about relación. That's how you say relationship in Spanish. Sister Terry Guadalupe, Sister Madeline Mendez. Please let me know if I'm not saying that correctly. But anyway, somehow under the Spirit's anointing, I've been able to communicate much of the gospel, definitely preaching Jesus to all of these people. It's been incredible. In fact, I could never relate all of those incidents. But before I forget, let me say this. On the way here, I walked up to a taco stand next to a convenience store. Those are all over Mexico. Remember, I drove 18 hours through Mexico to get here. It was absolutely amazing. And met so many people on the way. Met a man that's a Christian. I started preaching to his workmate. And he pointed to the other guy and said, he's a Christian. And so anyway, we rejoiced. That guy was so happy to see another brother. We hugged. He kept on hugging me. And the other guy's not saved yet, but we ministered the gospel to him with great clarity. And don't you know, he witnessed the love of Christ in two of his children, this other man and myself. Remember, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another, John 13:35. Another time, as I begin to say, I went to a taco stand, and you know God's in it when you don't even get hungry. I normally eat regular two, three meals a day, and a couple of nice healthy carrot and celery organic protein shakes, and etc. I rarely got or never got hungry all the way here, and this time I guess I thought, wow, here's the taco stand. Let me go put something in the stomach. So I walked over there, and there was these people. And again, this is way out in the middle of beautiful Mexico, like out in the country, if you will. And so I had to stop often to ask people directions, because as God would have it, as I see now, Google Maps was not working. And so I had to stop and ask people, and I'm not one of them didn't stop everything they're doing, pull up Google Maps or tell me how to get there, to the next step, the next highway, the next, direction I needed. I don't know Mexico. And without Google Maps, I don't know what we did without Google Maps. What about you? It's a blessing. But anyway, as God would have it, I would ask people. I must have asked 100 people on the way here, literally. And I would minister to every one of them. Again, there's not one exception. They all received the word with great gladness. Amen. We see that with the Berean believers as they received the word as Paul preached it in Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. Verse 11, it speaks of how they were more noble than the people Paul had just preached to in Thessalonica. And here's why: in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They were wide open to the word of God. Perhaps with some of them, they didn't have Jesus yet, and they knew something was missing. In fact, they followed up by searching the scriptures. And then in verse 12 of Acts 17, it says that many of them believed. This is interesting. Have you ever gone from a Thessalonica to a Berea? In other words, you went from people who just rejected God, they were hardened in heart, they mocked the messengers of God, to a people who were absolutely receptive to the word of God. Well, that's what happened in Acts 17, as you can read. And also, I can tell you on a personal level, as many of you can also relate, I'm from New Orleans. I didn't get saved till I moved away from there. And then I've been back there. Some of you guys have been there ministering on the streets in the French Quarter during Mardi Gras, as myself and others were there at least one year. And we brought all the tracks and we were ministering. That was the hardest people I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of hardened people, as many of you have. And that was a Thessalonians type thing. They were absolutely wicked mockers of the truth of God. And then that right there is one end of the spectrum. I would say Mexico, just as a personal observation, is the complete other side of ministering, where you got people like those in Berea who gladly received the word of God, and then they searched it and made sure it was in the scriptures, and then many of them believed. Acts 17:10-12. What a blessing to be involved with ministering to those like the Berean believers. Amen. I would liken the people of Mexico to the Berean believers. They're all so very open and receptive and just waiting to hear the words of our living God, their maker. Also, we read in James chapter 1, I believe it's verse 21, about receiving the engrafted word. Amen. Not everybody receives the word the same, as we see, for example, in the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13, in Mark chapter 4, and in Luke chapter 8, 11 through 15. There are four different types of soil upon which the word of God falls. And it says here in James 1:21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness, notice, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So these people are all receiving the word of God, the engrafted word, which is able to save their souls. And remember, saints, we must always be reminded of the incredible truth expressed and conveyed and given to us in Isaiah 55:11 about how the word of God never returns back to him void, but always accomplishes that which he ordains it to accomplish. What a blessing and encouragement that is. So before we go on, I walked up the taco stand, and there's a family there. This country is literally, virtually 100% family oriented, knit together, father, mother, children, and relatives out from there. That's why it's so strong. Psalm 68:6 says that God has set the solitary in families. We all know that the nucleus, the foundation of any nation, any people, is the family unit. In fact, that nation is going to stand or fall on whether or not the family unit is as ordained of God in place or not. One man and one woman and children for life. I've not seen any perversity in public or anywhere or otherwise. It's amazing. I'm absolutely shocked in a blessed way. We'll talk about that more maybe on another podcast. Anyway, I walked up and there were people, we were in front, this one guy who's actually bilingual and I was shoulder to shoulder, and then there was about five or six other men. It looked like some men and their sons who were working and doing work, and so they came to get food too, and they were kind of at a 40 or 30 or 45 degree angle from me, and so they could see myself and the guy that, I mean, nobody arranged this, but God, the guy next to me who stood between myself and them, he was bilingual and began, I started preaching the gospel to them, and he jumped right in and started interpreting. Nobody even asked him to do that. And so he would expand upon and even take what I would say from the word and then preach it to them. I think they understood the several things that I said to them, but this guy took it to the next level, and just amazing. So that was like five people. Actually, that was a total of eight or more people hearing the word of God in one shot. Amen. Now, Sister Karen, Sister Tom and Karen write this concerning this move, this relocation of one part of Safeguard Your Soul, this outreach for Jesus. That's all that matters, is the gospel in Christ. She is another, her and her blessed husband, Tom. This is what they said, unbelievable. They said, I never would have imagined there was such a place this side of heaven as Mexico. They looked up on YouTube, the lots of videos you can see, of Querétaro, Q-U-E-R-E-T-A-R-O, Querétaro, probably not pronouncing that perfectly. So unbelievable. She would have never imagined that there was such a place this side of heaven. It must be freeing to be out of this country's moral decay, as we have become Sodom and Gomorrah. And next month it will be the worst of all, because it's Pride Month and it is in your face. They continue, they say this, and many churches also celebrate it. Pray for us still here. We have to not let our country's moral decay affect us and our walk with Christ. Narrow is the way, Matthew 7:13-14. And they finish by saying, thank you for sharing your amazing journey with us. Inspiring, unquote, Sister Karen. You know, this is part of her and what other people have said of the reason why I'm going to share these details. And normally we don't get into a lot of stuff like that. Also, Brother Derek Billy, what a blessing he is. And he prays for the ministry on a regular basis. and supports it. And what a blessing. We talked on the phone a few times. We communicate by text and email. And one of us, shoulder to shoulder, hands lifted high, hearts lifted high, and saying, Jesus, here I am. Send me. Amen. Isaiah 6, here I am. Cleanse me, purge me, prepare me, and send me. Amen. We got a great podcast on Safeguard Your Soul with the prophet Isaiah front and center. And what a major prophet Isaiah was, the most quoted prophet in the whole New Testament. And it's called Isaiah's Call and Commission. It's a podcast and biblical text. Isaiah's Call and Commission. All you got to do is on the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com, just put in the name Isaiah. Okay, so Brother Derek Billy, he says this, God, concerning this relocation, God is restoring the years the locusts have eaten. Wow, no blue-haired women or freaks. Most women here are filled with earrings, tattoos, and blue hair. We, the American people here, are being poisoned, lied to, and killed off. What a blessing, Mexico. Prayers for you, brother, and that Safeguard Your Soul continues to grow and expand its reach and win souls for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Brother Derek, amen. Okay, so what I've also been able to do with a few people is turn them on to the beautiful music of Josu Avila of Calvary, Orlando. What beautiful music. I don't know much about the church, but the praise and worship group is a blessing in English and in Spanish. And also, again, we are looking forward to getting the Jesus track in print, the Spanish version of that amazing gospel track. So stay tuned for more on that. So presently, I am communicating as best I can with a local printing company, and we're working out the details on the price. I wanted to say before we close, thank every one of you who is praying. That is the most important thing. And also those who are giving. We have about 7 people right now who regularly support safeguardyoursoul.com. And that is such a blessing. And we're praying for $3,000 a month to be able to run a full-scale gospel operation to reach as many people as possible. And I neglected to say earlier that we are also feeding the poor, not only spiritually, but when we can and we are able to feed them in their stomach, if you will, like Jesus fed the men in the wilderness in John chapter 6, where he fed them the loaves and the fishes. In fact, the other morning I was walking to go do some work. It was early in the morning, and a lady who sleeps on the street, she's a very tiny lady of a tribe that comes out of the mountains, I believe. I don't know all the details, but it's a certain tribe of, you got to understand that Mexico and Central and probably South America is not really the Spaniards. They brought the language over here and colonized to a certain degree, but rather is made up of the indigenous Indians or the indigenous people that were here for and have been here for thousands of years. Some would say that there was a continental divide. If you look at the map of the world, you'll see that if you put all the land masses and continents together, they kind of go together like a puzzle. Very interesting. This won't lose you or save you. And they base this on that which I just mentioned, but also other things like Genesis 10:25, speaking of Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. One writer says of this, in his days the earth was divided into continents and islands after the various nations were scattered abroad on all the one land at the time of the divine judgment of Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. This lady was just waking up as I was walking by, and observing her, just I just started weeping at
I don't even know why. It's just she wasn't mad. She wasn't complaining. She was just waking up, just like anybody else wakes up in their bed. But it was on bricks. It was on stone streets. And she appeared in her countenance to be fully content, having no idea what she was missing, as we would look upon it, as we sleep in comfortable beds in a secure location or home or apartment. And of course, her eternal home is what matters the most. So giving her and others like her the gospel of Jesus Christ is so very vital in this last hour before our Lord returns. So we would like to help more people like this beloved lady who is sleeping on the streets, at least with some good food to eat. I'd like to bring it to her and others like her, along with ministering and communicating the love and the truth of Jesus Christ. I want to say a special thank you to every one of you who has given, every one of you who is praying, every one of you who is laboring. This group of people is spread out all over America, now in Central America, here in the beautiful country of Mexico, and it's expanding. And Will Williams also in Texas, who we intend on continuing to help with gospel supplies and prayer, etc. Him and his lovely wife and family just baptized a new believer recently, and they hold a weekly ministry at least one time a week. And also Sister Teresita Guadalupe in Florida, we minister to them via technology every Sunday morning. That is an absolute amazing, blessed group down there. They're winning souls. They're growing in Christ. You might remember Pablo got saved recently, and then right after that was Armando got gloriously saved, and Pablo passed away right after Jesus saved him, and we know he's in heaven. As you know, we have a podcast on that. All you got to do is look up Armando, Armando, in the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com. And also, you can look up Pablo, P-A-B-L-O, that's Spanish for Paul, in the search box and read about and listen to that beautiful podcast about his salvation also. As we close, and as you well know, saints, we're not here to be entrenched in this earth, saints. We are ambassadors for Christ. And we will go ahead and end with that. Second Corinthians, after speaking about all born-again believers who are made new creatures in Christ and how old things are now passed away, the old life is behind us, and all things have become new, and all things are now of God. Amen. Verse 20, he follows up and says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him," that's Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Yes, we that are washed in the blood of Jesus are ambassadors for Christ, communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are without or outside of the kingdom of Christ, saying, "Come and take of the water of life freely in Jesus' name." Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering gathering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.